The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A couple of quick reminders for you. One, if you go and check out a movie during this weekend, please send me a cheap movie review. If you go and see, I don't know, Guardians of the Galaxy, or you pick out something else, tell us if it was good, why you liked it, or why you hated it. If we like your movie review, I'll read it on the air. Plus, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Speaking of leveling the playing field, that's sort of what's, I think, happening in this struggle over the Gaza Strip between the Israelis and the Palestinians. How do you level the playing field, though, when Israel really is the powerhouse? They're not concerned as much as they are at the Strip. The problem is, in trying to level that playing field, you have the problems of Hamas. They're the ones shooting off the rockets, and they're a terrorist organization. Then you have the Palestinian people. They're caught in the middle of it. Imagine you live someplace. Look, you just want to eat. You want to have shelter. You want your kids to get educated. You love where you're from. You don't have the dough to flee, but you're dodging bombs, basically. You're dodging missiles. That's scary. And you don't know if where you are, which is supposed to be a shelter, is a safe place for you to be. When the UN went berserk over that and one of their shelters was hit and the people thought they were safe, I think you knew something has got to change here. And so in the middle of this Gaza-Israeli crisis, the thing that's changing is, even with the clock ticking on the Gaza truce talks and whatnot, I think Netanyahu and perhaps the Palestinians are trying to work on something that extends this. You know, sustaining the 72 hours, extending the 72 hours, that's a good thing. Israel withdrew its ground forces from Gaza Tuesday. They want to extend the ceasefire unconditionally. That's a good thing. The current one is unconditional, and they say from their point of view, it can be extended unconditionally. The Israeli military has said it's maintaining what they're calling, and this makes sense, defensive positions around Gaza so that, you know, they're ready and nothing happens. They can be there. So it's all about Hamas, the militant Islamic group that holds the power in Gaza. What, oh, what will they do? I'll tell you this, Middle East peace as a whole is as far away as I can remember. And I've said this over and over and over again. As a kid, I remember, oh, the olive branch, and we're going to have peace in the Middle East, but there is no peace to be had. One thing that's pretty cool, this is radio, but the images you see of the young children's faces with their stuff in their hands, moving into buildings, carting things around. I even saw a shot of some of them playing in the water, and I thought, oh, that's a good thing. It's the kids that are so sad, the families, because you realize these are people. People are people. They're trying to go to the market. They're trying to just live their life, and they are caught in the middle of this terrible, terrible spider web where maybe they survive, and maybe it's the luck of the draw, and they happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, sadly. But I think this gets extended. It's looking that way anyway. And that is a very, very good thing. A very, very good thing. In the meantime, the Africa Summit, they wrapped up the Africa Summit. President Obama participated in a whole full day of discussion with all the African leaders that were on hand. It was the final one. And there were some important things that were discussed. Ebola, of course, is one of them. AIDS was also discussed. I think Ebola is on the minds of so many people because of the Americans who were hit with Ebola. And I've said this before, but it's worth mentioning. I was asked this question by Misty, who sent me an email. Can you get Ebola from the air. Is it an airborne disease? And the answer is no. It's not airborne, and that's the beauty of that. Because of the travel, it's still not great with the airlines when you think what could happen if somebody had it next to you. But not the same as being transferred in the air. That would be absolutely disastrous, to say the least. Not that it's not disastrous and scary now. Nobody wants a pandemic. You feel sorry for the people in those African nations where they're basically paralyzed. I mean, it's a crippling thing that's happened here. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, some great guests, including Dr. Jerry Eidelman. And we had him on. He was talking about sugar and the effect of sugar and what you don't realize is in your foods and what a cancer-causing thing that is because of obesity and everything else, what sugar turns to fat, right? But how many of us don't realize where some of the sugar is coming from? Also, Bobby Kennedy to talk about vaccines. All of his kids were vaccinated. But he's talking about specifically something that is found in the flu vaccine that can be very, very dangerous. And he's wondering why that's even happening. I mentioned Ebola, and Dr. James Hubbard talks about Ebola, talks about the threat and what would happen if it was full on in the United States, if there was some kind of an outbreak. And what he thinks needs to happen. You know, there was the guy in New York that went to Mount Sinai Hospital, said he had a headache, said he had some of the symptoms, and it took them 7 minutes to get him in isolation because he had just traveled to one of the countries that had full-on Ebola. The tests have come back. He doesn't have it. That's the great news, because that would have not been good in a city like New York. But they were seriously on the ball when they incubated him, notified everybody, and then as it turns out, he doesn't have it. Whew. Thank goodness. Sigh of relief. And I think at this point, that's what's happening with some of the people that have come down with it and what's happened in the United States with the CDC, the two patients being brought back to Atlanta. Can you imagine? Their families must be on pins and needles. They know this experimental serum has helped them bounce back, and they seem to be, both of them, the doctor and the assistant who was also helping, the two missionaries, they seem to be bouncing back, and that's a good thing because they both have families, I'm sure, that didn't want to get that phone call to hear that they had Ebola, knowing just how fatal it is and how, you know, it can just take you down. 90% mortality rate. Wow. 90%. Think about that. And it's definitely something you don't want to mess with, don't want to get, and we do not want any kind of an outbreak with no way to cure it. Meaning a lot of sick people, trying to isolate them would be a nightmare. It would be an absolute nightmare. All right, you want to hang with us because coming up here on the flip side, as I mentioned, we have some great guests. We're going to talk about a couple of different things, including continuing the conversation on Ebola and what it means to us in the United States and just how fatal is it and why is it such an elusive thing and how do people come down with it and have absolutely no idea. Meet me over the wall, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Here on this show lately, very scary. Remember, I was coming off of the Grenada thing, and I was there for that virologist conference, and they were talking about chikungunya and some other thing, gunya, and some other things that were coming up. And now, hundreds dead, many more infected, and a lot of fear over this Ebola crisis, and especially, too, with this hitting some Americans who, of course, were working to try to help people who had come down with it. But regardless, a lot of people, there's one American, 40-year-old Patrick Sawyer, died in a Nigerian hospital earlier this month. He had come from Liberia. He was a top minister of finance official. And before he could even get back home to Minnesota to celebrate his kids' birthdays, unfortunately, that happened to him. Always a pleasure to have on this show. He is just a fountain of information, is Dr. Hubbard. You remember him, of course. He's the author of The Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds and The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns and so much more than that. Dr. James Hubbard, thanks, as always, for coming on our show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, you ought to check out my newest book, Duct Tape 911. I have 23 uses of using duct tape for medical supplies. So it's out now. You can get it on my website and on Amazon.
All right, so, boy, duct tape. I was just going to say to you, I probably have 5 rolls of it in my garage somewhere.
Yeah,
I'll have to take them out. Yeah. So tell us about this outbreak, and it's so deadly. I mean, this continues to smash into West Africa, and there's a mad scramble over what's going on.
Oh, it's horrible in Africa. Ebola is a virus. It hasn't been known. It was first discovered in about the 1970s, mid-1970s. It's been some small outbreaks in villages across Africa, and then it'll just go away, probably because they do things to, you know, isolate the people and finally figure out that to keep people away. And then the villages are kind of isolated. It initially comes, we think, from meat such as chimpanzees and things that they process and get direct contact with the blood. And then it spreads from person to person through direct contact with blood. And that's a key. This outbreak has been unprecedented because it spread to different regions of Africa. And that's very unusual. And it hasn't slowed down like the others and finally played out. It continues to spread. It's thought that probably one of the reasons is because people, well, one thing is people don't go to the hospitals like they do here. In fact, a lot of people are actually afraid of hospitals, I understand. In fact, a lot of people don't go to the hospitals because they're afraid the hospitals will give them things like Ebola or kill them. So they treat things at home and even serious problems. And those fluids from Ebola victims, because with time there's usually vomiting and diarrhea and blood, just tremendous amounts of blood in some of the people. They get exposed and they get it. The other thing is that probably at least speculated why it's spreading is people come to the funerals. They do a different type of funeral there. They I think they're more hands-on as far as the family. They process, they get their body ready. And some of them are exposed. Ebola has an incubation period, which means that from the time you get it to the time you actually have symptoms can be anywhere from a couple of days to 3 weeks. So these people go back seemingly healthy, go back to their regions, and then they get sick. People there take care of them like everywhere else, and they're spreading it.
So with the spread and what you just described, the one thing that happened just over the weekend, the Liberian president closed most of the country's borders. I mean, that's, you got to do that, right? That some people think that's controversial, but how can you not have the borders closed with this happening?
Well, I think, I think it's a good plan. I don't know that much politically or that politically savvy. And I think it would be, hard to isolate, all parts of Africa that have it because people are going to do what they do. The problem, though, is that, like I said, there's a lot of fear over there, and understandably so, but with the fear comes a lot of misconceptions about how you get it, how it spread, and what to do. So, the other thing that's so scary about Ebola is it's a virus. There's no treatment for it. There's no cure, and about 90% of the people die. My understanding, just from reading, is that the people that do survive, they're almost like outcasts because people are so afraid of them. And, in fact, for about a few weeks after you get better, if you were to, you're still contagious for a while. And my understanding also is some of those people who are over there trying to help, healthcare workers from there and from other places are being attacked because, again, people think they're spreading the disease.
Right. Wow. Very, very scary. I mentioned at the top, you might have heard that I had gone to Grenada and they were talking about chikungunya then and that it was going to spread because they were just starting to see the first cases, a lot of Americans and others going to the Caribbean and then flying. That's part of the problem, and I guess part of the wonderful thing about our world now is that you can go to all these great places, but it also can be bad as far as viruses are concerned. Isn't that right?
It's always bad as far as virus is concerned, and I don't think Ebola has any different than anything else. I've seen headlines, Ebola is one air flight away and that sort of thing, and it's going to go global. Anything can do that because of flight and because of the fact that most sicknesses, like viruses, take a while before you start getting sick. I think that on just about everything I've read, though, after those headlines, if you'll read actually what actually they're saying is, yeah, it may come, but as an individual, in fact, my opinion is it probably will. There will probably be some cases at least somewhere in developed countries. And it may spread a little bit, but it's a direct contact to fluids thing. So if you're not in contact with the bodily fluids, then you're not going to get it. You're not exposed. You could sit next to the person on a plane, you know, for all the way from Africa. And if you're just sitting there and they're not, again, if you're not exposed to bodily fluids in any way, you're not going to get the disease. It's those people. Now, when they get to the United States, yeah, they're going to have a time when they are, you know, maybe not sick, but as soon as they get really, really sick, I mean, chances are very good they're going to go to the hospital. The hospitals now are, I would think, are on alert that people that coming from that area could have it, and they'll be isolated. So my right now, I would say that the risk of it spreading like an outbreak from Africa to here is very slim. The case that we're going to get a few cases of it is probably pretty high.
This might seem like a dumb question, but it's worth asking. What can we, I mean, in this world that we live in, what can we do? Hey, we want to be adventurous and we want to travel. What can we do to protect ourselves? Is there anything, are there certain things you can do that will help you maybe?
Yeah, and they're pretty boring, but because I think they're pretty basic because all of these things have something in common. You have to get them, and most of the time you have to come in contact with them pretty closely. Number one is wash your hands, know where you're eating, don't eat uncooked food or anything that's even poorly cooked, and you know. Those, and if there is an outbreak somewhere and you're not being, if there's a few cases even, and if you're not being some way an aid or helpful there, stay away from it. Now there are other respiratory problems, that you can get respiratory wise. I mean, there's this MERS that's, also a scare, that you can get like, kind of like the flu, and it's a killer in the Middle East. Those things, if you're around the, you can't stay away from everything, but if you're around those, you should use a mask. I think that most of the time, if you're out in the public arena, you're just walking from here to there, shop to shop, you're extremely unlikely to have enough exposure to one of these diseases to get it. Depending on where you're flying, you need to know where you're going, what disease is prevalent there, what medications to take ahead of time or vaccines. And also, mosquitoes are a problem. Well, you better, if you don't want one of the diseases, you better figure out some ways to stay away from those mosquitoes as best you can.
Yeah, great advice, especially when we know that with the mosquitoes, we're seeing what's happening here in the United States, but just not in the United States, in other places as well. All right, Zach. Dr. James Hubbard, always fun to have you on the show, and we'll remind everyone again they can pick up one of your many books. They can get it on Amazon, correct, all of them?
Yeah, or the survivaldoctor.com. In fact, I have a new post on Ebola on there now. It's thesurvival.com.
All right, check it out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com. UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Boy, the mercury's rising, and a lot of people are tired of hearing about this because they don't understand about the junk science, and we've talked about it here on America Tonight a ton. I am so pleased to welcome to this show Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. He's got a new book out about thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, and I hope that this hits hard to a lot of people who do not understand, I believe, the comment about the mercury, what's happening in vaccinations and what has taken place over the last couple of decades. Bobby, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
So talk about the passion that you feel for this subject and tell us more about thimerosal and why this stuff is so dangerous and why is there this push to push this away?
Well, thimerosal is a mercury-based vaccines preservative. It's about 50% mercury, ethyl mercury, and it has been in vaccines since around 1932. When the vaccine protocols were changed in 1989, the amount of mercury the children were getting became very, very significant. And there were a number of red flags that were raised about it. There was a study that CDC produced called the Verstraten study, and the initial iterations of that study connected the doses of thimerosal. They never compared people who were not exposed, but they compared exposed populations, people who had received, for example, just 25 micrograms per liter, to people who had received 50 micrograms of thimerosal. And what they found was that there was a strong connection between the thimerosal, and this is a CDC study, and that was the first iteration of this study, but they found that there was a strong connection between the exposures, the difference between those exposures, and a high correlation with a whole constellation of neurodevelopmental disorders, including ADD, ADHD, tics, speech delay, language delay, and a 700% increase in autism between the exposed, as I said, exposed populations. So that issue and the connection with autism became a radioactive issue and an issue that people really it's almost verboten. It can't be talked about. What I got dragged, Katie, kicking and screaming into this issue, I was going around the country lecturing about methylmercury, which is another family of mercury from power plants. It's the kind of mercury that's emitted by coal-burning power plants, and it ends up in fish, and everybody recognizes that this is neurotoxic, and the federal government and the states have developed advisories to limit the amount of methylmercury that we take, and yet at the same time, we were injecting large amounts of ethylmercury, which we now know which even the Institute of Medicine, the U.S. government, says it should be regarded as equally toxic. We were injecting much higher doses into little children. In 1999, the CDC recommended the withdrawal of thimerosal from all pediatric vaccines in the United States. And over the next 3 years, it was removed. The FDA also removed thimerosal from all topical medicines. So you might remember that when I was young anyway, we would put mercurochrome ointment on. It dyed your skin red, and you'd put it on a cut, and it was an antiseptic ointment. Also murine eye drops. Well, they found out that those were actually causing people severe damage to people's retinas, and in fact 11 babies were killed in a Canadian hospital as a result of thimerosal being applied as an antiseptic. So the FDA banned thimerosal in 1998 in all topical, in all over-the-counter medications. But at the same time, oddly, CDC was increasing the amount of thimerosal that was going in, being injected directly into babies and vaccines.
Mm.
Okay, so all of it was taken out of the pediatric vaccines by 2003, and a lot of Americans believe that it's been removed from all vaccines, but at the same time, CDC issued recommendations that every American receive flu vaccines, and the majority of flu vaccines are preserved by bolus doses, very, very large doses of thimerosal, and they were recommended for the first time. Thimerosal was being given to pregnant women, and not, you know, just occasionally, but in every trimester of their pregnancy. And so while they removed it from the pediatric vaccines, they put essentially equivalent amounts into the flu vaccine, so that an 8-year-old child today could receive about 187 micrograms if they obey the CDC recommendation.
Wow.
Compared to about 225 micrograms, you know, from the pediatric vaccine. So it's essentially equivalent. And what we've said, I actually spent, I confronted people in CDC for many years. I would call people who would defend thimerosal. People like Paul Offit, Marie McCormick, Kathleen Stratton, who were running the vaccine program at CDC and defending thimerosal. And their answers to me were, well, first of all, they would say there's no such thing as an autism epidemic, and there's no real epidemic of neurological disorders, and that CDC has now acknowledged that that's not true.
Right.
That And they would later say, well, the ethyl mercury in the vaccines is not toxic. It's not persistent in the body. It's excreted much faster than methyl mercury. Therefore, it's not poisonous. What we now know is, yes, it disappears from the blood very quickly, but it's not leaving the body. It's going into the organs, and it's actually, according to many studies, much more toxic than methyl mercury.
Mm.
So, I commissioned a group of science researchers, a crack group of about a dozen scientific researchers for the last 3 years. They've been looking at the science to get rid of all the noise and all the arguments on both sides. And CDC has said for many years there's no study out there that indicates thimerosal is dangerous. But what we did is this group scoured the scientific literature. They found over 500 peer-reviewed publications in, by university scientists, by government scientists, by the best research institutions in this country, and 1,400 references that indicate that this is an extremely potent neurotoxin. It is the most potent neurotoxin that is not radioactive. It's in some, by some estimates, 30 times more neurotoxic than lead.
And
we are injecting it into our children, into pregnant women, in the flu vaccines. Mm. And what we've said is, let's not do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have alternatives. We know that they can take it out of vaccines. They did it in the pediatric vaccines. Let's make our vaccines safe. I am pro-vaccine. I'm pro-science. But I think we ought to have safe vaccines. And I'll say one other thing. We did take it out of the pediatric vaccines in this country. But our companies are continuing with U.S. financing to give fully loaded pediatric vaccines preserved with mercury to children, hundreds of millions of children all over the world every year. And
wow.
So even though we've deemed this too dangerous to give to our children in this country, we're continuing to give it to children all over the world. And to me, that's at very least, it's a terrible moral dilemma.
Yeah,
and we
should
stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree with you. We only have a few minutes left, but let me ask you this, Bobby. Why is the government just sitting there? Why are they sitting back? Why is the government sitting back?
Well, that is a really good question, Katie. In fact, we include in our book a number of letters that have been written by vaccine makers like Aventis, Pasteur, and Merck to the CDC, saying to the CDC, look, our company is able to produce 100% of flu vaccines completely thimerosal-free. And they do this using 2-PE, which is an alternative preservative, or they can use they can do it by using the single-dose vials rather than the multi-dose vials, which the single-dose vials don't require a preservative. And they said, we can make 100% of them. And CDC wrote them a letter back saying, no, we don't want you to do that. We want to continue to use thimerosal in the vaccines. And even though CDC has recommended to the vaccine industry that they remove thimerosal, CDC has secretly insisted to the vaccine industry that they continue to use it. So it's an odd thing. We've met with CDC, and they told us a number of things, but one of the things that they told us is that they are leaving it in because it's an adjuvant. An adjuvant is usually an element, a metal like aluminum that they put into the vaccine that causes inflammation in human tissue, and it apparently makes the vaccines more potent because it stimulates the production of antibodies by the body. So, but in order to be approved as an adjuvant, you have to go through a long and rigorous approval process by FDA, and thimerosal has not been approved as an adjuvant. So if they are using it for that reason, they're using it illegally. And, it's unclear why they're doing it still.
Yeah, crazy. All right, keep fighting the good fight. Bobby, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Katie. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sugar, sugar, sugar. Oh, it can kill you, can it? And guess what? Dr. Gerald Edelman is on the line with us now. He's emanating from our virtual green room here in America Tonight. He wrote the book Sugar Rehab and talks about how too much sugar can lead to serious health problems. Doc, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate you hanging out with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so I think there's confusion over sugar. Let's break that down. When you say in your book you talk about sugar, tell us what you mean by that. I mean, we know the obvious thing when we're dumping sugar into things, pure white cane sugar, but there's all kinds of sugar out there, isn't there?
Right. What I want people to focus on, which is about 80% of the problem, right, is what do you buy in the grocery store? The ingredients, if people read it at all, they get really confused. And so I'm trying to simplify it. Just look at the sugars per serving. If it has more than, say, 2 grams per serving, which is about a quarter of a teaspoon, don't buy it. You don't need it if you stock your house with foods that have less than 2 grams of sugar per serving. And it's all solved just by that.
So you got to really, in other words, you got to pay attention, you got to read, you got to know what you got to be a grown up now. You can't just grab things off the shelf and trust when it says something like low sugar. I see that all the time.
That is a beautifully stated. Really good. Yeah, the point is that you can't trust, because what's happening is there's a bunch of marketing going on right now. And so let's take some examples. Number one, low fat. So people think low fat is healthy for them. But if you look at low fat yogurt, they tend to have about 4 to 5 sugar cubes per serving. And the sugar cube is 4 grams. And if you look at a lot of healthy packaged foods that are claimed to be pure or natural, those are catchwords, marketing catchwords. And then you look at sugars per serving, they've got a ton of sugar in them. So my rule about 2 grams of sugar per serving or less helps you navigate through all this marketing that is tricking people. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is 80% of Americans are obese, and many of those folks have diabetes, and many of those folks will have cardiovascular disease and cancer. That's the problem. So it's very, very important when you and I are talking about.
Yeah, because, you know, as you said, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and what kind of cancers are we seeing as a result of this all across the board? Kinds of cancers, or is it colon cancer or something specific?
Well, I want to be very careful with how people, your listeners, understand this. So what I'm saying is about 80% of the obesity problem in America is because of all this sugar you and I have been talking about that we're not even aware of. So obesity is the thing that's associated with cancers, but sugar is related to that. And the cancers that are associated with obesity are breast cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, pancreatic cancer. The big cancers that we don't have that much, we think we don't have that much control over, right? So lung cancer, everybody knows smoking causes lung cancer. But not everybody understands that, hey, being overweight increases my chances of getting all of these other major cancers.
Yeah,
that makes
and
sense?
And they're not thinking about that, Doc. You know that.
They're not. And so that's why you and I talking is so important.
So how do you, so what can people do? So they're listening to this and they're saying, oh, boy, I don't want to go down that road. How do I overcome my addiction to sugar? How do I do that?
Well, you know, I don't want to be self-promoting totally, but my book, Sugar Rehab, kind of lists everything out. It's a very simple book. And it's a practical guide basically to navigate through our modern society, navigate your nutrition through the modern society. And I list out things that have less than 2 grams of sugar per serving in what I call the master list in my book. And that's what you stock your house with. And then when you go out to restaurants, various kinds of restaurants, because I like to eat out in all kinds of restaurants, I've kind of listed out explanations of what to order and what not to order to give people an idea of how to fit in with this low-sugar diet.
Yeah, and as you say, you know, the master list you created for your book, Sugar Rehab, give us a little, if you pardon the pun, taste of that. Give us a few little nuggets. You know, we'll send people to go get the book, but what are a few things on your master list that would be good?
Well, so a few things on the list would be stick with things like for meals, protein. So eggs are good. And realize I'm talking to the majority of people. I'm not talking to the special folks that are, have health conditions that require special diets, like salt restriction and things like that. But in general, eggs are okay. Lean sausage, turkey sausage, regular sausage for breakfast. A low-sugar bread. And if you use my guide about 2 grams or less per serving, you can find breads in the grocery store. They have that. In terms of other meals, things like chicken and fish, but not breaded. If you start it, then you're getting the sugar introduced because your body reads bread as sugar. Other things would be things like nuts. For people that have craving, because that's one of the problems is sugar craving, I would recommend things like Russell Stauffer's sugar-free candies. They truly are sugar-free, whereas other products, such as Weight Watchers, is not sugar-free. Stay away in fruits. Stay away from the high-sugar fruits like bananas and stick with berries, that type of thing. That's what's in the book.
So do you feel like, as you said, you like to eat out, and when you start to compile the list and you start to see what's happening with patients and all that kind of stuff, is that what drove you to write the book, because you're scared to death of what you're seeing as far as this sugar is concerned?
Yes. I see, I'm sitting for 22 years, and I'm observing the relationship between obesity and disease of all types. And it just occurred to me that what you and I have been talking about is going to really make a big difference for people that actually want to make a change and understand what you and I are talking about. And what you and I are talking about is simple. It's easy to translate into your life, and that's the purpose of the book.
And plus, Doc, I can imagine, I mean, I'm speaking for you and maybe I'm wrong, but if somebody really follows it and somebody eats chicken and fish and they're eating the protein and they're doing really well, every once in a while, if they had something that's not particularly good for them, it'd be okay because they'd be fit and they rarely put it in their body, right?
That is absolutely spot on, right? Because, you know, I'm 60 years old and I'm about 6% body fat. And I'm able to do exactly what you said. But that's because I have the awareness and understanding of what we're talking about. So really, once you really are aware of what we're talking about, then you will intelligently partake in indulgences.
There you go. I like that. Intelligently partake in it. And the other thing, and I haven't mentioned this, is exercise. Some people are afraid of exercise because if you say, well, you got to exercise them, how much exercise are you doing? And then it turns out they're not doing anything, because I think people get overwhelmed because they can't become all of a sudden overnight marathon runners. You know, there's like that thing of, yeah, everyone in my neighborhood's in great shape, so I'm not going out and just walking one lousy mile. I have to do it all or forget about it. And it's an excuse, but I really think that's a big problem for a lot of people. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think you're amazing that you understand that.
Yeah.
And so the second thing I would say is what I'm teaching people and what I've understood after many years of studying this is you get more bang for your buck with weight training. Repetitive muscle firing, like have a set of dumbbells, a simple set of dumbbells in your home, and do biceps and triceps, and drop down and have your wife or husband hold your feet and try to do some sit-ups, and then go back and do more biceps and triceps. You'll get way more benefit combined with the diet you and I have talked about than you will if you try to run or walk. And it's just true. To explain that, in order to really burn a lot of calories with aerobic exercise, you've got to do it forever. You almost have to be fanatical about it. I'm talking about maybe 20 minutes of simple dumbbell weightlifting kind of exercises that you and your spouse or your family can do together in your home maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. I hope people are paying attention out there and listening to what Dr. Edelman has to say, because I think you are spot on when it comes to this sugar rehab.
You
can get it, sugarrehabbook.com. Easy, no excuse. You just go through it, and the doc gave us some great examples on proteins and whatnot. Thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.